So, are you a Mary or a Martha? Are you a Mary or a Martha? Question: how do you clean your skillet? Martha's way: eat to easily remove burnt on food from your skillet, add a drop or two of dish soap and enough water to cover the pan to bring it to a boil on the stovetop. Mary's way: eat out every night and avoid cooking. Question: what do you do if you accidentally oversalt a dish? Martha's way: dropped in a peeled potato and it will absorb the excess salt for a fix-me-up. Mary's way: if you oversalt the dish while you're cooking, well, that's just too bad. My motto: if it's cooked, you'll eat it no matter how bad it tastes. Question: what do you do if you have a problem opening jars? Martha's way: try using dishwashing gloves. Mary's way: go ask the muscular neighbor next door to do it. Poor Mary and Martha, they are just been over the ages pitted against themselves. We have Martha on one hand, who has been displayed as Martha Stewart look-alike. Oh, she makes Martha Stewart actually look like a sloven, right? And Mary's way, who never met a dust bunny she didn't like. So today we have Mary and Martha together. What do we do with them? And they mirror two necessary aspects of discipleship, which we have been talking about these past few weeks. And we see in this text, hospitality or service and devotional listening. Many think our passage today gives Martha a bum rap. Here she is, and the text presents her as a woman of means, a rare feat for a woman to be economically independent in those days and have her own house. And she personally welcomes Jesus and his disciples into her home. Hospitality was sacred in the ancient world, and we see that in how Abraham treats the guests in the Old Testament lesson. There was this moral expectation to welcome the stranger or the traveler, offer them food and lodging. So Martha is this remarkable woman who goes about the required duties and is preparing a meal worthy of her guests. But something goes wrong. Instead of being helped in the kitchen by her sister Mary, Martha discovers her sister is taking the nervy role of sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his every word. As rare as it was for a woman of independent means to have her own household, it was just as rare for a woman to be an active disciple of a male rabbi. So Mary sits at Jesus's feet and listens carefully to his words, and Martha is becoming overwhelmed and distracted by all the tasks around her, and her mind becomes scattered. And she's pulled in many directions and she feels alone. And as she feels alone and distracted, she becomes resentful of Mary. And instead of pulling Mary aside and explaining her problems, Martha instead decides to indirectly upbraid Mary by addressing Jesus. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Now Martha's just doing what is expected of her by her culture. And not only that, she uses the word for work in the New Testament becomes translated into as deacon. So it was very valuable work she was doing. She opened her house to Jesus and those disciples. So why doesn't Jesus care for Martha and her burden? Jesus does answer Martha very tenderly and great attention. Martha, Martha, your mind is distracted and you're worried about how clean your house is, how well cooked is the meat, are the dishes prepared properly, is there enough food for this company? Mary is not really the problem. Martha's worry is the problem. Martha is fussed, trying to make everything just so perfect for her guests, and this worry is eating Martha alive. In all her worry, Martha forgets one thing. What is the nature of hospitality? It is to welcome the guest. And there are many ways to welcome. The best way to welcome is, especially a rabbi, is to be respectful and listen. By devoted listening, we learn to connect. So over and over in the Gospels, when Jesus is preaching and teaching, he reinforces his message, if you recall, with the words, listen, listen. Mary, however, is the only individual in the Gospels recorded as actually listening to Jesus. How about that? The main issue here is not, as we've been taught, between Mary at Jesus' feet and Martha in the kitchen. The issue is between devoted listening and worrying. Martha needed to learn that listening is done in many ways, sitting at the feet of Jesus or chopping vegetables in the kitchen. Martha could have listened with her heart as she worked. All she needed was to turn her heart and focus on Jesus. Perhaps she didn't realize what was the better part. Jesus wasn't asking her to choose between kitchen work and sitting in the disciples' place, because both are valuable. Both are important. Both are acts of discipleship. Martha could have chosen that better part too, to listen, but she became worried and distracted. Listening in a devoted way develops our faith, and worry detracts from it and weakens it. Worry is like mental weeds. Worry chokes us and blocks our ability to listen carefully. We ruminate and we turn things over and around in our head over and over again to no gain. Even Jesus taught us, can your worries add a single moment to your life? So poor Martha thought that by dragging Mary into the kitchen would solve the problem, but she was wrong. Martha just needed to stop worrying and start listening. When our hearts are fixed on Jesus, the living, holy word of God, we can listen wherever we are and whatever we are doing, even in the kitchen. Brother Lawrence, who was a 16th century monk, labored in the monastery kitchen, gives us this following prayer to consider. Lord of the pots and pans, since I have no time to be a saint by doing lovely things, or watching late with thee, or dreaming in the dawnlight, or storming heaven's gates, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates. Those who did thus love thee gives food to in room by the sea, and accept this service that I do, and I do it unto thee. The truth is, there is no contradiction between Mary and Martha, right? We don't have to choose between them. There are times we are called to sit, times we are called to be active. One thing is needed in all of it. Just stop worrying. Start listening. The truth of the matter is, even if you're seated at the feet of Jesus, even seated here now in church, this very second, we could be worried and distracted, right? Yes, I know I've been there. I don't know about you. We can listen and never act on what we're taught. And that isn't good either. So the bottom line is, let's start listening with open hearts in order to apply Jesus' message to our lives. Let us listen with open hearts when we're out gardening or fishing or cleaning the house or shopping, stopped at that red light, during whatever devotional time you have. Stop worrying, take those deep breaths, exhale slowly, and call upon the name of the Lord. Focus on the present moment. Listen now, because Jesus has so much he wants to share with you. Let us seek the Lord of the pots and pans, of the quiet, still moments, of the traffic jams, of the blooming gardens and the grand symphonies, because he is Lord of it all. Invite him into your home, not only your physical home, but the home of your heart, and listen, because that is the better part. and it will never be taken away from us. Amen.